This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how creating experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Trellis's annual conference here in lovely Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Paolo Teatino from Trellis. Paolo, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Yeah.
How's the big event going for you today?
Yeah, the event is going great.
Yeah?
Going great. Fantastic audience, you know, great speaker. And, you know, very positive reaction from the credit union. You know, we had this big announcement about data sharing event. Data sharing.
Is that the big
exchange
announcement right there?
Yeah.
The exchange.
And we have, like, incredible response from the credit union.
Yeah, I bet.
So even better than our expectations. So really excited about
it. That's big news
this
already.
This is going to be transformative for the credit union industry.
I think so. Yeah, you're right. Any other highlights other than the data exchange cooperative announcement that stand out for you?
Other highlights, I would say focus on AI and machine learning. Mm-hmm. Predictive analytics is a big focus of us. We have been seeing like major result from like the first customer that have been using predictive analytics, like Michigan State's Financial Credit Union.
Yep.
Had a huge performance in terms of being able to identify right target audience for like a CD campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They drove like 11 times more performance than a traditional marketing.
We had
campaign.
Sarah in here yesterday talking about that.
All right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so I mean, we are very excited about like, you know, being able to kind of support the evolution of the new movement, allowing them to get access to technology that otherwise would be very expensive.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you guys are doing such a great job in that area. And credit unions and ultimately their members are benefiting from it all. So
at the end of the day, it's all about improving the member experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to help credit unions be more effective in what they do, considering limited resources mm-hmm. that each credit union have. But at the end of the day, it's all about empowering the member and fulfilling the member, you know, financial life.
And that's what brings them back to the credit union. So,
absolutely.
So it all comes together. It's one big circle, for sure. Hey, you've done a couple of sessions, one general session on the big stage, and then a breakout session as well. I want to talk about the general session first, and it was entitled Overflowing Credit Union Revenue Streams with Predictive Analytics.
Yes.
So you're up there with Doug Vanderpool as well. So
absolutely, yeah.
Share with me a couple of highlights from that talk you guys did.
So we were kind of essentially describing what AI is, providing a couple of examples about how we are using AI. I mean, each one of us most likely is already using AI, and we're not even aware that we are using machine learning and AI. And then we kind of, actually it was a very interactive session. We had polls and a survey to the audience.
Oh, really? Oh, good for
so
you.
So we really wanted to gouge the adoption of AI solution within credit unions. And we were kind of surprised that, you know, 50% of the people that responded to the poll actually are somehow using AI within the credit union. So our expectation was much lower than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good for them for being ahead of the curve.
Exactly. I mean, generally speaking, I mean, there is a perception that credit union are not fast mover or fast adopter. In reality, it seems that at least they kind of understand the AI, it's going to be transformative to the industry.
Agreed.
So you need to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a kind of key message that we relied.
I like that saying, you got to be on top of it or else you're going to be out of it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good one.
Frankly speaking, I believe the AI will have the same impact that, you know, mobile technology had like when it was introduced in 1990. So nobody kind of could foresee like what, how dependent we are now and how many use cases we are now able to leverage on top of the mobile, you know, technology, and AI will have the same transformative impact.
Did anybody bring up ChatGPT or how a credit union could leverage that?
Yeah, so we are kind of providing an example of how we use ChatGPT or like other generative AI solution like DALL-E.
Oh,
I don't know if you are familiar with DALL-E.
I heard of it.
Company that essentially helps you to develop pictures, just using like description and then generate the picture for you. So we're kind of showcasing how we here at Trellis, we use AI like for our day-to-day kind of operations, but also kind of showcasing some of the results that our initial customer using our PT models were really benefiting from, like, you know, Michigan State University was like one of the cases that we presented.
They're doing some phenomenal stuff there.
Yeah, they're very advanced and they're also very really prone to innovation, which is kind of probably one of the main reasons why they have been so successful so far.
No doubt. Let's move on to the breakout session.
Yep.
And that one's entitled Making It Personal, Leveraging Data and Technology to Deliver Hyper-Personalized Banking Experiences. I think this hyper-personalization is phenomenal, and it's really going to draw members closer to their credit union. So can you share what Trellance's role in all of this is, the hyper-personalization?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to have the same session like in less than 30 minutes.
Give you a little warm-up. How
about
that?
Exactly. No, I mean, personalization is very, I mean, it's not a new topic in many industries. I think financial services got, you know, a little bit behind other industry in terms of using personalization.
Yeah, you're right.
For the real good. So what Trellance's role plays into it is a couple of different angles. You know, we help the credit union to have a better understanding about their member characteristic and profiles.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, you know, with the data warehouse solution that we have, as well as with our predictive analytics, in particular a segmentation engine that we are part of our predictive analytics offering, we kind of help the credit union to create segment based on the data that's available to us. And the credit union may have like challenges identifying the right segment. You know, the more data you have and you apply AI, and the platform allows you to identify segments that you may not even consider.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happened with Michigan State University. So helping them to have better segmentation. And then the other component that we have in the picture is that we have a network of partners that put together with our data analytic offering, are really able to deliver a full end-to-end hyper-personalized experience for credit union. So we have MediaWide, for example, which is one of our partners that develop personalized video.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're onboarding a new member, and then you can send an email to another partner, which is Prisma Campaign,
mm-hmm.
within the email, which is going to be personalized on the member information, you're going to attach a video, and the video can provide more information about
That's
the specific
cool.
product or service that a member has kind That's of just cool. activated with the credit union.
And to have it personalized, oh my gosh.
Personalized with the right information, and so on. Plus, we have another partnership with another company, ChannelNet.
Mm-hmm.
And ChannelNet, again, is taking the information that we are able to deliver to them through the data analytic platforms,
mm-hmm.
and then they can actually complete the experience through a web page. So the member is not only receiving a welcome SMS, a welcome email with a personalized video, but when the member is reaching out to the credit union website to get more information about mm-hmm. products and services that we eventually are proposing mm-hmm. to the member, is receiving a consistent message.
Is it a Perl? Is it a personalized website as well?
Yes, okay. Personalized website.
Yeah.
So, independently from the channel that the member is interacting with the credit union, the message is essentially the same and it's consistent.
Fantastic.
And it can be delivered
from
today.
Beginning to end, it's all personalized.
The entire value chain can be delivered and can be entirely personalized to the member.
So cool. And you guys are right there in the middle of it. All these companies are, and you're making this really cool personalized experience.
It's all working together. I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
This is our bread and butter. Yeah. So you need to be able to have like strong data foundation. And once you have it, you can build this additional component on top to deliver the personalized experience. So at the end of the day, it's going to be the core of the credit union industry. The mission for the credit union is to offer a personalized financial experience for their member to be successful in their financial life.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do it with true personalization. Otherwise, I mean, your financial life is going to be different than mine and so on. And, you need to be consistent.
Exactly.
With the credit union,
because they're getting that everywhere else they go. So
Correct.
Your credit union's got to do it as well. So good stuff. Paolo, I could talk to you all day long, but I know you have a session coming up and I don't want to steal all your thunder. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I love this stuff. Yeah, I'm eternally curious about what you guys are doing and how it's going to shape and form the industry for years to come. So you guys are right.
Next year we're going to talk about the data sharing exchange and the first results that we'll be able to deliver with the data sharing exchange.
That's
so really
a lot
exciting
of fun. Yeah, no doubt. All right, pal, I'm going to let you get going.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.